traffic is stuck and you're not moving anywhere. You thought you found a friend to take you out of this place. Someone you can lend a hand in return for grace. It's a beautiful.
What a powerful song, U2. And that was their song called Beautiful Day. And although it's not the prettiest day out there, it is a beautiful day. And we have on the line with us, we have my brother Shkwait Shakhlak from Gwaishkina, BC. And for people out there that don't know him, he's my brother. He's a survivor of Guillain-Barré syndrome, lymphoma cancer, stage 4. The big forest fires of a few years ago and the big floods of a few years ago. So a very extreme survivalist and a very big inspiration to myself and many other people that know his story and what he survived and came through. So welcome to the program, Shkwait. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. And up here, it's a beautiful day for once. Sun getting hot.
That's great. Great that you're having a good one up there. So we have a subject today, and it's on humanity. And we'd love to hear your words on that.
Humanity. humanity today is, you know, kind of been put on the back burner for most people most nations, you know, because we're supposed to be showing compassion and kindness and sympathy for each other, you know, but there's wars going on, rumors of wars, divorces, violence against one another. So, you know, I think of humanity, you know, we should be compassionate, kind, and sympathetic, but it's something that we've all kind of lost touch with. Well, not everybody, but, you know, enough that it's affecting society, humanity, as you know, humankind in general. And I figure, you know, the way that we can start to help humanity rebound is by, like what I always say, positivity. Mm. You know, we gotta be positive. Mm. And on top of positivity, we can build kindness, sympathy, and compassion. Mm-hmm. Because we can't do that without positivity. Mm. And in order to start that, you know, because we've advanced so much as mankind, you know, industrially, technologically, we start losing our humanity by not meeting each other face to face. You know, sure, enough of us do that still, but, you know, in an unmeaningful way. Mm. You know, we gotta digitally detox now and then. Mm-hmm. You know, because you can't show compassion and kindness and sympathy on your gadgets. You can voice it, but you know, AI can be programmed to do that.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, further dehumanizing humanity. AI's advancement. So that's my thoughts on it. You know, we gotta start with positivity and work up from there.
Very beautiful.
And it's like I say, you know, just even a smile and hello, holding a door open, a good firm handshake with those around us, you know, starts from there. You know, how do they say that? Pay it forward.
You know, it's very special and very great that when you're bringing these things out, because humanity is something that needs to be growing, and it's a skill that we all get better at and can attain. We're not born with it. We kind of are, because when we're children and growing up, we have a lot of humanity. But as we go through life and go through rough times and tribulations and stuff, and even go through the negativity, we start to wear it away. And but it can come back, and we can grow it. And like you said, with positivity, with efforts of kindness, these are the things that can grow humanity. And if we neglect it, it'll disappear, and will eventually be gone. So it's a responsibility as all of us as humanities to go after some humanity and be a part of a better solution in making this world better. you know, like the saying that we grew up listening to from our father, let us not rest till we make our good better and our better best.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same with humanity. We can make it better and we can make it the best. We just got to put the effort into it. So thank you so much for all your wisdom and words and the beautiful song that you brought us. It's just wonderful.
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay. I thank you guys there behind the mics, the people behind the scenes, and the listeners here and abroad. I thank you all for your well wishes, thoughts, and prayers. And I send it all back to you a thousandfold.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. And yeah, lots of love to you, and have a great recovery and week and weekend. And we'll be looking forward to hearing from you again next week.
Okay. Bye for now.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye-bye for now.
Bye.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was my brother Shkwait Shakhlach from Gwaishkina, BC. And yeah, always awesome words that he brings, his songs. Very uplifting for what he went through, that he comes online and shares with us. And just an amazing person. So anyways, we'll be right back.
Please enjoy 30 Seconds of Nature, brought to you by Ducks Unlimited Canada. Learn how you can experience nature in your community at ducks.ca.
Okay, we're back, and as we're carrying on our show, man, that was pretty awesome words of my brother Shkwait Shakhlach. And coming up next, though, we'll be speaking with Our Lady Fatima. And first, we're going to play her a song, and this one is a song from Rosa Damask, and the song is called The Sun. So we're not having very much of the sun lately, but this will remind us all. So enjoy. Yeah, enjoy, everybody, and we'll be right back.
Thank you.
Ooh, man. Kind of a dark song, but kind of uplifting at the same time.
Well, which one is it, Chief? Make up your mind. Make a decision.
Yeah, that was Rosa the Mask and their song called The Sun. And for some reason, it always lifts me up, the doom metal and the dark songs. I don't know. But we have Our Lady Fima today, and we'd love to hear your words on humanity.
Absolutely. It's such a, same as usual, Chief, such a wonderful topic that you always choose, and is very meaningful and is very appropriate at this time of the stage that we are all facing the hardship and difficulties, basically. And is a great reminder for everyone, you know, for ourselves, and basically, especially the leaders of the every country, as a president, as a monarchy, as a king and kingdom, is this is a great area that, especially in that regard, they need really to put the attention and practice the politic in the right way, so benefit everyone. And basically, the meaning of the humanity is the human race, is the quality of being human, virtue of kindness, passionate, have a passion towards others. In this, about the humanity, I just please allow me to mention Dr. Payam Akhavan, that we had such a great honor. He has been visited us 2 years ago at this radio station for the interview. The international law lawyer at the United Nations, that he stands and practice and give his knowledge and experience for the rights and justice, and he is the voice of us, all of us, at United Nations. And another, you know, wonderful soul that we discovered recently, Dr. Hesam Nowzari. Dr. Hesam Nowzari, with the huge publishing the book, researcher, and he's from Beverly Hills right now. And he knows three languages, I believe more than three languages. And he has humongous knowledge and experience in the medical field, and also further than the medical field, basically. And he's an amazing soul that he share. He brings his passion to the world and share with the world his love and care, that it shows his humanity for the human being. Mm-hmm. These are the greatest example that we have. And another one that we haven't heard or having any interview, Dr. Holakui. Dr. Holakui is the therapist and psychiatrist. 3 degrees. One degree from back home from Middle East, from Persia. And the other two is from United Nation, United States, and he is the psychiatrist, and he is amazing soul that he share his experience, his knowledge, black and white, very clear, clear as crystal, about the humanity, how, you know, where the humanity starts, where the human being is starts, and what is the degree of the completion of the brain and understanding of the kids. He has a huge knowledge, and he has a lot of CDs, many CDs. I don't want to give you the number because I don't want to be wrong, but maybe 30 something, you know, it's not like a few. Mm-hmm. He's humongous, and he published a book. And when he is talking, he has many interviews with the radio station, with the TV station, many, many years. And he is extremely solid soul and bringing his passion, awareness, and he is sharing his humanity with the world. Mm-hmm. He doesn't measure you. Mm-hmm. He doesn't recognize color, religion, belief. He is very direct to the point. Mm-hmm. He doesn't joke about anything. He's mm-hmm. very serious about it mm-hmm. because it's good, because he wants to draw your attention on the weak part mm-hmm. so you can grow, you can fix it, and you can have a better life. Mm-hmm. Basically, humanity, it means don't judge the other people, don't measure, and don't be prejudiced. Mm-hmm. About anything, if it is the food, if it is the religion, to become a prejudice is the poison for the people. They are in that category, and it brings negativity. It doesn't. No one can grow with the prejudice, mm. and the prejudice it become the result of it. We see it today as a war, as an attack. As a terrorist, mm. sometimes I want to ask these terrorist people, yesterday you were a child. What made you, how come you became a terrorist, carry a gun, and killing human being? Mm. Absolutely, this is wrong. Absolutely. And there is no win situation on that one. Mm-hmm. In my opinion, get the help, get the therapist, and share your talent with the world. Mm. Don't be stuck in the darkness. And above all, I wish all my nation in Iran a blessing, a health, and great success, because we are very close to the victory. Mm-hmm. But of course, this victory had a huge price of many beautiful young and children, and even the elderly. They gave their life to this terrorist Islamic regime has been killed with empty hand. Mm. Even if you give the gun to them, they don't know how to shoot, because their heart is based on the humanitarian. Mm. They stand up and they walk to the bullet. Basically, the bullet came to them, and this is very much in this injustice. Mm. And I wish and peace for the whole world. And my desire is just the oneness of mankind and oneness of unity for the whole world. Mm. All the blessing and the prayers to everyone. Beautiful. Thank you so much.
Beautiful, so wonderful words. I know Madam Adwa, Counselor Fari would be very proud of your words.
Thank you.
She would be very happy and blessed, and I know she is. She's honored right now by these special words of humanity and our human growth, and also the empowerment for each one of us to step forward and grow ourselves and empower one another to stand up for our own human rights across the world, and just make this world and earth a special place in the universe where, you know, if we're being studied by mm-hmm. other species across the universe, they can be proud, and we can be proud of who we are. And
absolutely,
this is should be in all our minds and thoughts and wishes to
yes.
be an example to the universe. And we thank all our listeners that come in and join us and are part of the growth of our humanity and our empowerment, and it's just a big privilege and an honor to come to this radio station and have the support of Magnus and Jesse and Kanwar and Nicole.
Absolutely.
And Daniel and all the the volunteers that come here and make this radio station so special. So
very much indeed, yes.
Yeah, so big shout out to them and also to Tri-City Community TV, Jeff Scott. He's always got his footage that he provides for the community about community things and bringing together some humanity. Big shout out to him. And so we're going to have to say wrap up our show today. Thank you all for joining us on CGSF 90.1 FM on Free Voices. And thank you, ladies, for joining us.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was awesome. And stay tuned. Coming up next is going to be Charlotte and Call Me Negotiator. And also after that, Jacob and the Art Show.
So wonderful.
Enjoy, everybody. We're going to let you go with some Bryan Adams, The Pride of Maple Ridge, Summer of 69. Bye for now, everybody.
Bye-bye, everyone. Try real hard. Jimmy quit.